I've answered many questions asked by park visitors about the snakes we have in the Nature Center and about the snakes that can be encountered on the trail. When I am speaking of snakes, the most common question that I hear is that snake poisonous? Something is poisonous if it is toxic when you swallow it. Something is venomous if it administers poison to you, for instance, by injection, like a snake. So the proper question is that snake venomous? Brazos Bend State Park has been open for about 20 years and has at least 10,000 visitors per year. In 20 years, that's at least 200,000 visitors. Out of all those people, there have only been 14 cases of venomous snake bite. In all of those cases, the bites have been due to a human trying to catch or to kill a snake. I hope that by the end of this presentation, you'll be able to look at any snake you are likely to encounter here at Brazos Bend State Park and be able to tell if it is venomous or not. You may also be able to identify some of the more common non-venomous snakes. Currently, there are 25 species of snake listed in Brazos Bend State Park. If we look at the list, we can see that only 6 of those species are venomous. Of the 6 venomous species, 3 of those are rattlesnakes. The sound made by a rattlesnake, intended to keep animals away, probably acts like a dinner bell to the feral hog. Therefore, rattlesnakes are very rare, if not extinct, in Brazos Bend State Park. I feel that they can be removed from the list of snakes you are likely to see. Since there are only 3 species of venomous snake, and they are relatively easy to identify, we will look at them first. The coral snake is easily recognized by the brilliant red, yellow, and black bands on its body. Important to remember is that the red and yellow bands are touching each other. Red on yellow, kill a fellow, is a simple poem used to remember this. Throughout the rest of Texas, there are a number of non-venomous snakes with similar colors. But in these snakes, the red and black bands touch, and that is the second part of the poem. Red on black, friend of Jack, or poison lack. However, none of these non-venomous mimics lives in Brazos Bend State Park. The coral snake has a small head and dark eyes which are hard to see. The coral snake has fangs which are always extended, therefore they are relatively short and placed near the middle of the jaw. A coral snake, like most snakes, can open its mouth very wide. Do not believe that a coral snake can only bite a small area. A recent case near San Antonio, where a person trying to move a coral snake was bitten in the center of the back of his hand, disproves this notion. The person recovered after a 14-hour ordeal requiring antivenin. So remember these key points to identify a coral snake. Bright red, yellow, and black bands. Red touching yellow. Very smooth, shiny scales. A small head. And small black eyes difficult to see. This is the top of the head of a canebrake rattlesnake, a copperhead, and a cottonmouth or water moccasin. Did you notice the triangular shape of the head? In other words, the back of the head is quite a bit wider than the neck immediately behind it. This extra width is caused partly by the poison sacs at the sides of the snake's jaws. Now, let's look at the profile view of a canebrake rattlesnake copperhead and a cottonmouth, or water moccasin. closer examination will show a few more important details. All species of snakes cannot blink or close their eyes. Their eyes are covered by clear scales, so they are always open. The pupils of the pit vipers are elliptical. That means that they usually appear as slits, like a cat's. The pit vipers are so named because of pairs of heat-sensitive pits that appear near the front of their skull. These pits appear as a pair of small holes that can be seen between the nostrils and the eye. Canebrake rattlesnake. Copperhead. And a cottonmouth, or water moccasin. As we look at the profile of the cottonmouth, we can see another identifier for this snake. There is usually a band of dark color that extends from the cheek to the nose. This band also extends through the eye, causing the eye to blend in with the general head coloration. While we're looking at the cottonmouth's head, we can look inside the mouth. This snake had been run over and killed by a car. Here, we can see the fangs which fold up. This allows the fangs to be longer than other snakes, such as the coral snake. The roof of the mouth is white and is the source for the nickname cottonmouth. Each fang is like a hypodermic needle with a sharp point and a hollow channel inside to allow the venom to flow. The fangs are an important tool and sometimes need to be replaced if one breaks off. Occasionally, a new fang will grow out next to an older one. Let's take a look at the full body of the copperhead and the cottonmouth. The copperhead has a body that can be up to 36 inches long. The color is a sort of light brown or tan with bands or blotches of darker brown. In the southern copperhead, shown here, the bands are wider on the side and narrow across the back. Seen from the side, each band has a kind of teardrop or Hershey's kiss shape. Like all snakes, the copperhead does not seek human contact. The copperhead's camouflage is fantastic and is very effective when it's in its habitat among the leaves. Can you see the copperhead in these pictures? The adult cottonmouth, or water moccasin, has very few noticeable markings, and overall color is generally dark. Here's a group of 7 young copperheads that were found under a log. In the close-ups, we can see the light green tails. This also shows why we do not turn over logs or place our hands under objects while we are outside. Also, turning over logs and other objects is disturbing park habitat and should be avoided. Let's review the features we can use to identify the three venomous snakes likely to be seen at Brazos Bend State Park. Coral snake. Bright red, yellow, and black bands, red and yellow touch. Very smooth, shiny scales. Small head, small black eyes difficult to see. Copperhead. Tan or light brown color with darker brown bands. It's the general color of fallen leaves. A triangular head, the rear of the head much wider than the neck. Elliptical pupils, slit eyes. Heat-sensitive pits, sort of like extra nostrils. The young snakes have a bright yellow or green tail. The cottonmouth. Generally dark color without large markings. Not noticeable bands or stripes. Triangular head. Rear of head is much wider than the neck. A dark mark on the side of the head from the cheek through the eye. Elliptical pupils. Slit eyes. Heat-sensitive pits, like extra nostrils. The young snakes have bright yellow or green tails. That's it for the venomous snakes you are likely to see. Armed with this knowledge, let's take a look at some other snakes that you might also encounter. I was walking down a trail when this snake crossed in front of me. By comparing colors, I can see that it's not a coral snake. Copperhead, or water moccasin, or cottonmouth. We can be pretty sure at this point that the snake is non-venomous. Let's take a closer look at this species of snake using some other pictures. The pupils are round and not slit, as in the pit vipers like this copperhead. That's further proof that this new snake is non-venomous. The head isn't broadly triangular either. This snake is a broad-banded water snake. I consider it one of the most attractive snakes in the park, and I've also seen it more than any other kind. These snakes are lifting their heads to see above the grass. I call this periscoping. Water snakes eat whatever they can overpower, including tadpoles like this one. Other water snakes are similar, but sometimes difficult to tell apart. Here is a green water snake. Note the round, not slit, pupils. Note the blunt, not triangular, head. This is a yellow belly water snake. Note the round pupils and the small difference in size between the back of the head and the neck. I was watching a broad-banded water snake one day when another snake came out of the grass, disturbed by the water snake. This new snake struck once at the broad-banded and then retreated and watched it pass. This was a ribbon snake, easily recognizable by the long yellow or green lines running down the length of the body. Since it isn't one of the four venomous species I've talked about, we know that it's non-venomous. Note the round pupils and the small difference in size between the back of the head and the neck. You never know where you might find a snake. This is a great horned owl up in a tree. But over here, in the hollow of the tree, I found something else. This is a Texas rat snake. It's one of the largest snakes you're likely to encounter in the park, and it's an excellent climber. One of its favorite foods is baby birds. This rat snake was much closer. It climbed down from the tree as I watched. The rat snake's head is blunt, and the pupils are round. Here's a test of your new ability to identify snakes. It seems to have a triangular head. But what about the eyes? The pupils are round. After the snake relaxes, its head is no longer triangular. Here's another example of the same species of snake. There is a lot of color variation within this species. The head is broad and can sometimes appear triangular. The color is dark with darker patterns. It vaguely resembles a cottonmouth, but not really. No slit pupils, no triangular head, no pit, and no dark mark on the cheeks. Compare it with the cottonmouth, which follows. look at the head. First is a cottonmouth, and the next is our new snake. Our new snake is a hognose snake. Aside from the differences from venomous snakes, head not triangular, no mask, no pit, and it has round pupils, it has one other feature. That feature is the upturned nose, like a hog's, that gives the snake its name. The hognose is a slow-moving, clumsy snake. For defense, it acts like it's dangerous even though it isn't. One of its acts is to expand its head, making it look larger and more menacing. The color variation of this young one might make one think it resembles a copperhead. But if you look at this copperhead, you'll see there's not much resemblance at all. I hope you've enjoyed this look at some of the snakes that live in this part of Texas. The next time you see one, perhaps, besides watching quietly as it conducts its business, you'll be able to call it by name.